From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Corruption and bribery alleged in global football. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says lies, corruption, and bribery have plagued football's governing body, FIFA, for over two decades. Ms. Lynch spoke at a news conference Wednesday in New York as federal charges were unveiled against 14 people in a sweeping investigation of FIFA. From London, Al Pessin has more on the story.
But the charges do not involve FIFA president Sepp Blatter, who has led the multi-billion-dollar organization for 17 years and faces a re-election vote on Friday. His spokesman, Walter De Gregorio, said the allegations are not against the organization, but rather only men who lead regional federations and sit on the FIFA board. He said FIFA is the victim of these crimes, and the arrests will help its effort to root out corruption.
This is good what happens. It confirms that we are on the right track. It hurts. It's not easy, but it's the only way to go.
The spokesman also rejected suggestions that Blatter should resign. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Islamic State militants have executed 20 men at the ancient Roman theater in the historic Syrian city of Palmyra. Now, this according to a group monitoring the conflict, said this on Wednesday. The group were shot after accusations of collaborating with the Syrian government, according to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. In neighboring Iraq, suicide bombings killed at least 17 Iraqi soldiers in Anbar province overnight, as pro-government forces in Iraq continue their newly launched campaign to disrupt the Islamic State group in the area. This is VOA News. A standoff at a guest house in Afghanistan's capital ended early Wednesday with four Taliban attackers dead, according to an Interior Ministry official. Heavy gunfire and explosions rocked the upscale Wazir Akbar Khan district in Kabul. Afghan security forces clashed with the attackers in the area that is home to several embassies and government buildings. The country's deputy interior minister said there were no civilian or military casualties and that the assailants were armed with automatic rifles and a rocket-propelled grenade launcher. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. Britain's Queen Elizabeth has made a formal speech before Parliament to lay out the agenda for the Conservative government, including a promise of an in-or-out popular vote on European Union membership. The Queen appeared before the lawmaking body Wednesday at the state opening of Parliament in full regalia, as is the yearly tradition by the British monarch. She read a speech outlining the goals of Prime Minister David Cameron's Conservative Party. They include a promised referendum on European Union membership. Mr. Cameron has said he favors EU reform rather than Britain's withdrawal, but that he will not rule anything out. Incidentally, the EU on Wednesday asked its member states to admit over the next 2 years 40,000 asylum seekers from Syria and Eritrea who have already landed in Italy and Greece. This is Home Affairs Commissioner Dimitri Avramopoulos.
We also have a proposal for an emergency mechanism to relocate 40,000 asylum seekers. Syrians and Eritreans will be relocated from Italy and Greece to other European Union's member states over a period of 2 years.
He insisted that the European Commission, the executive arm of the 28-nation EU, was not proposing a quota system for distributing people. High-ranking diplomatic envoys from the U.S., South Korea, and Japan met in Seoul Wednesday to discuss how to respond to North Korea's continued efforts to develop its nuclear program. Brian Patton has more for VOA.
After meeting with South Korean Special Representative Hwang Jun-kook and Japanese Foreign Ministry Envoy Junichi Ihara, U.S. Special Representative for North Korea Sung Kim voiced concerns over the North's recent claims that it successfully tested a submarine-launched missile and built a miniaturized nuclear warhead small enough to be mounted on a missile.
Well, I don't want to comment on intelligence matters, but I think whatever that may have been, it is of great concern to us that North Koreans are continuing to pursue such capabilities. I think the intention is clear. We should be concerned.
Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.
That's the latest world news from VOA.